This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. It's been a week.
It has.
It's been for real. We had Thanksgiving and we haven't talked at all. This is our first time chatting and catching up with each other. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. So just for you listeners, just so you guys know, both Heather and I did go to Tennessee, but to separate locations with our families. But it was really nice just to like get out of town, go have that quality time with the family and everything like that. And we went to Nashville and the weather was cold, but at least like we had the sunshine, so we still got to go out and like do all the touristy things. And then we are a turkey trot family, so we did run our 5K.
No. Yeah,
we are that obnoxious family.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, so half the family did attend the turkey trot and the other half stayed back. So we're a little bit like split with like who wants to participate and who doesn't. So Liam ran his first 5K and he beat me. So like I was like, what? Dang. I was not prepared for that. I'm so proud of him. And he like raw dogged it. So I'm like one of those people that like, I need to have the proper breakfast, hydrate, like all of the things, like the comfy clothes, the playlist going. He went out there like, I don't need anything. I was like, no, you need to have something in your belly. Like take a sip of water. So he had a donut, a sip of water, no playlist, and just ran and like finished strong. And I was like, okay, all right.
So like, did he do his own thing? Like he just went by himself?
Well, he ran with like us, like in a little bit of a group. And then we started to like split up a little bit. And then he kind of just like drifted apart from all of us and passed me and my niece, who's a college athlete. And then like he just stayed in his own like stride basically and finished by himself. And I was like, wow. Because I didn't know what to expect with him. Like a 9-year-old's still like young that you could be like intimidated or kind of like, where's my mom? Like, but he just like kept going. And you can follow a crowd of people. So it's not like he was by himself in the middle of a road or something. So it was really fun. But it was good. Nice. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah. It was good. We didn't get to ski.
Oh, no.
Which I'm sad about, but it's okay. It was just that the, I don't know why, it was pretty cold, but the slopes, I guess they just hadn't finished them fully. So the lower slopes were open, but I was like, I'm not going to pay like a ski ticket for like just lower slopes.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like for a full day, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So we did tube.
That's fun, though. That's still great for the kids.
No, it was so fun. Callie cried. She was like, I don't want a tube. And I'm like, why? And she's like, I don't want to. I guess she was scared. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And she cried the first two or three times. And then after that, she was like, bah!
And realized like, how fun it was.
Oh, my gosh. She was having, she was the one having the most fun out of anyone. And she just kept going, 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 going. So that was fun. It was cold. When we left, I think it was like 20-something.
Yeah, it got colder. Like a whole cold front like swept through the East Coast. And I was just like, where did the nice like moderate climate go? Well, like for me, I wanted like the easy 50s. And then it ended up like dropping. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that's what it is today in Miami. It's like in the 50s.
Dang, that's a cold day.
So that's nice. We brought back the cold weather. I think it was like 30s or 40s, low 40s overnight.
Wow.
But I brought the cold weather back, which is nice because it's like perfect, especially with like a Miami sun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like in the 50s, 60s, and then it ends up being like 68 in the later day. So it's nice.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was very relaxing. We just went with my brother and his wife, and we only had the plan of tubing and maybe skiing. We had no other plans.
That's good.
And we just chilled. Like 2 days, we just stayed in the cabin and did like really nothing. So
that's nice.
Every night we went to bed kind of like on time, you know, like early-ish. And then we slept in and like it was good, you know, like it was chill. It was very refreshing. You know how you come back from vacation and you're like, I need a vacation from the vacation.
That's me. That's what I need right now.
I'm
waiting for
feel
my
like
break
that.
Right now.
I didn't feel like that. But the ending.
Oh.
Callie, on the way back, we were driving through. Obviously, we had to go through the mountains before we got out. And I don't know. I don't know if she has a bug, like she got a bug, or if it was car sickness and she kind of just spiraled.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Yep. Like, you know how you just kind of throw it for a little bit and now you just cause yourself. Now you're hungry.
Yes.
You're in the car.
You're sick.
Like,
you've made yourself sick.
Yeah. So she just threw up the whole. Number one, we were in traffic forever.
Yes, it took us 18 hours. Traffic. Yep.
18 hours to get home. We, from Tennessee, which you're in Tennessee for like 45 minutes only.
Yeah, from where North you guys Carolina, were going. Yeah.
Yeah, in North Carolina, you're only in for like maybe an hour, yeah. hour and a half. Not very long. We left at 8 a.m. We didn't get out of South Carolina until 5:30 p.m. It was South Carolina was like literally just dead stop the whole time.
That's
like
crazy.
We would be sitting. It'd be like, you are 25 minutes left in traffic, and then it would finally all of a sudden clear, right? Yeah. And then you would, no lie, 2 minutes later it'd be like, you have 15 minutes in traffic, gosh. And it would slow down again. I'm like, what?
So you didn't even get like a chance to like, oh, we'll catch up, like we'll make up for lost time. Oh man, oh, that's so stressful. It took us
18 hours
like a road trip. Yeah,
and Callie threw up the whole time.
Oh.
And like sometimes in a bag, sometimes we didn't have a bag because she used them all, and then sometimes on herself, and I was just like,
this is my life.
So it's fine, but the ending was not as smooth. It still was okay, but it was good overall. It was a very good vacation, and even though we had a long ride back, I don't feel like I was like completely drained.
No, that's good. Vacation. Yeah, I was gonna say maybe that helped that you guys had such kind of like a chill vibe during those couple days that you were there to help for. God knew what you were in store for the ride home.
I was like, why?
I'm gonna let her rest. Like,
yes, I kept her home from school Monday, not because she was throwing up still on Sunday. That's what made me think maybe it was like a little bug, but no one else got it.
Yeah.
We've ate everything she ate, so I don't know what it was. But everything kept, what scared me though, not scared me, but I was like, let me just look, was on Sunday she threw up blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yep. I think any mom would have been like, hey, let's just get this checked out just to rule out.
I knew it was
serious.
Probably just irritated from how much she did the other day. But so we got her blood work done. They tested for strep because she's like, sometimes you only throw up for strep. Mm. But everything came back negative and her blood work was good.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, then.
But I kept really her home Monday just to like hydrate her and feed her because she had a field trip on Tuesday via a bus, and I was like, Lord have mercy. Like, I'm like, you know, because like even I wouldn't say I'm very easily car sick, but I do occasionally get car sick if I'm like in the back
with like the swing
or something, right? Whereas a bus I could potentially get sick, and so I was like, oh gosh, like she's gonna get
so that Monday was a good recharge for her to like just get back.
I was like,
to normal. yeah that's really good.
I hope so. She good news is she survived the field trip. I told Alvaro, I was like, I haven't gotten a text, and she like, I haven't gotten a text, she has threw up. I told her teacher, I'm like, hey, keep an eye on her, like make sure she doesn't like,
yes,
more so keep an eye on her that she didn't throw up on the bus, right? Like, it wasn't that she didn't get sick, really, it was that she didn't throw up on the bus. But I was like, but don't tell her,
yeah
because then it reminds them, you know.
Oh, like, for sure, then all of a sudden they're like I throw up now. This is something that I do.
That's what I think it was, because she threw up on the way there to Tennessee.
Yeah.
In the mountain range.
That definitely sounds like car sickness.
No,
then.
But so I think every time we got in the car, she was like, I'm going to get sick. Like, she put it in her mind.
She's got like PTSD from her own.
Yes. So I was like, oh my God. Girl. So anyways, I was told her teacher, I'm like, don't remind her. Mm-mm. Just keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Like, just so she doesn't throw up all over the bus. Yeah. Like, she'll be okay.
Yeah.
Just don't. So anyways, that was my experience. But we had fun. It was tubing was great. I had so much fun. We went on a mountain coaster.
Oh, that's always so nice, though, to like go and do like the mountainous activity, like the winter activities for you guys.
Yeah.
For like being Florida people, like you guys have the beach and the sunshine. So it's like really cool that you guys got to like have some winter fun. I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to this thing called Ober Mountain, and it's a total tourist scam.
Oh.
Like,
what was it called again?
It's like
Ober Mountain?
Ober.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember
that. The thing is okay, it probably wouldn't have been as bad if it wasn't packed, but the problem is like, it has great potential, but it's not there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not there. Don't get me wrong, the tubing was great, but like, we get there, it's super packed. The Skyliner thing to get there was super packed, which is fine. We ended up getting on like the first one, which worked out. But we get to the top and like we have to wait in this line to get our wristbands. And then it was just like, okay, what are we going to do now? Because it's like kind of like a almost like a park in the sense of we're like, you can go tubing, you can play in the snow, you can go on the ski lifts and like go to the top of the mountain and look at the view. You can zip line. You can, there's different things. The mountain coaster. Yeah. The mountain coaster, we waited for like, so Alvaro got in line to wait because they said the line was almost 3 hours. So he waited in line. We went and did other things. And then we came back and still waited like an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, was this in what suburb would you say this was in? Was this in Gatlinburg?
Gatlinburg.
It was in Gatlinburg. Yeah. Okay. Because I know like there's a lot of touristy places like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then like it's just insane, especially during Thanksgiving. Yeah. Because we experienced that last year where we did the Sky Coaster thing. And it was like every place we pulled up to was like, we're under this long, many hours of a wait or whatever. So that's why I was curious. Like, so yeah. Everywhere.
Like, and it was just like everything, like the soda machine wasn't working. Mm. Like Jason ordered something and then like it was wrong. And one time, like my sister-in-law like can't eat certain things. And they were like, they gave my brothers like got something and he's like, there's no cream cheese on it. Like if there's supposed to be cream cheese. And the lady's like, no, it's there. It's under there. And they ended up putting it on hers and she can't have it. And so like every way we turned was just something like less than like.
Just because like of how busy it was. They probably were like super clustered back there in the kitchen. It was like just, everything was like.
Like half the things were closed. They're like, yeah, we haven't. Like one of the things that we were super excited to do, they had like a bobsled thing down the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And they, when we were getting our wristbands, I was like, what time is that open till? And she's like, oh, it's open till 5. And then we asked somebody else and that's like, I've worked here for 2 years and I've never seen it open. And I'm like.
Why did we get this wristband?
So there's just so many things that just like. My brother was like, what is going on?
Like, who's so anyways, running this business? Did it seem like a bunch of 16-year-olds? Like, we're running each of the, like, stations? No.
But when we left to go on the tram, we were, like, the last people to leave. Like, last group. And the guy was like, one girl's like, my kids already took off their wristbands. And he's like, you need them for the tram or whatever to go back. And he's like, whatever, I don't care. They don't pay me enough for this job or treat me well. So get on.
I can see like, that 100%. Like, you know, when people like at like amusement parks are like that, they're like, it's not coming out of my paycheck. I don't care. Get in here.
Like, yeah, like it was already closed down. Yeah. Nothing was open. So like,
what are they getting? But they're not getting anything free out of it, even if the kids didn't have wristbands. Like,
no. Like, so anyways, it ended up being fun.
Yeah.
Because they had ice skating and like ice bumper cars. Yeah. So there was like a bunch of stuff there, but it was just like, it had so much potential, but it just like, it felt flat.
Yeah. No, I think that's like a total thing because we kind of got that vibe from our time in like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg last year too. Because I was just like, oh, wow. Like we thought we were unique in picking this destination. And then it was like, no, all of like the Southeast Coast chose this spot as their like Thanksgiving getaway. So we all thought the same thing. So we're like, what are the top winter activities? Let's go all at the same time.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah. We walked Gatlinburg one day and that was nice.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
The Friday, the last day we were there, we went to Pigeon Forge and went to the island.
Okay.
And that was good. Like, it was chill. We did, like, a little amusement ride. We did an escape room in Gatlinburg, which was real fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. So we did have fun. Like, it wasn't, other than that Obermountain, which we did have, ended up having fun in Obermountain, it was just, like, what are we doing? Yeah.
No, I feel like a lot of people could relate to that. They'd understand that.
But the end worked out because tubing made up for it. We had zero weight in tubing. Aww. We probably tubed 30 times
in
an hour and a half. I mean, I'm talking about we tubed as many times as it took to go around, but there was only like 3 other people tubing with us.
That's really good that you guys had that because I think that's kind of unique then for like snow activities, right? Like that's
especially in a packed like we chose. What time was it? 7? We chose 7 p.m. because we thought, okay, maybe people are going to be eating dinner. Like, no one wants to go. We wanted it to be cold outside at night. Like, we wanted to feel like...
like winter.
Wintery. Yeah. And I was like, and everyone will be eating, hopefully.
Yes.
And everyone had... while we were tubing, everyone left the mountain.
Oh, so it was perfect timing.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Okay, so listeners, go tubing. Go do all your winter activities on the p.m. during dinner time. Yes.
It was fun. Yeah. We had a blast. So it did make up. We had fun.
That's good.
But... yeah, it was good.
So you're nice and recharged just so we can pack those bags for our cruises. Beow, beow,
beow, beow. Like, I know Callie, when she was sick, was like, I never want a vacation again. Oh. I was like, good luck in 3 weeks.
You're going to change your mind here soon.
But I was like, it's okay. It's in Miami. We're not driving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. I'm excited, though.
No, it's so funny because the boys are like counting down. They're like, did you know?
19 days.
Yeah, like, did you know? And I'm like, no, today. Don't tell me that. Like, I'm still unpacking our bag from Tennessee right now. Like,
I know, girl.
Still doing
the laundry. I have all of my suitcases in my hallway, yeah. And I'm just like,
like, is it even worth taking that stuff and putting it away? Like, you may as well just like keep the suitcase and just move the winter wardrobe and then toss the bathing suits in. Like, gosh. I feel like I can just easily like flip flop.
I know, that's the controversial topic of, do you completely unpack right away or do you keep your luggage? Listeners, me and Jackie, we keep our luggage.
Only psychopaths unpack immediately. And that is
my
Tony.
Brother.
Oh, Jason does that?
Jason will get home and he'll text me within 15 minutes and be like, everything's put in the washer, put away, bags put away. And I'm like, what?
No way. Like, my bag from Tennessee is still sitting downstairs right now in the middle of our bedroom. Like,
Mine too.
I've done the laundry for the boys. The boys is pretty easy. I'm sure, like, you think, are the kids easier than your own stuff? Like, because I feel like I can just toss all theirs, like, straight in the washing machine.
To me, it's just the unzip. It's just, like, it takes a lot to get there.
I know, for the kids, I feel like it's easier because I'm literally just taking their little duffel bag and I can just flip it upside down into the washing machine. So I think that's why that is easier to me and I get it out of the way and put it away. But my stuff, it's going to be there until the night before the cruise.
Our I don't know, it's just five of us. Yeah. And like, usually when we're going back home, we have dirty laundry and it's mixed between bags depending on where it can fit. And then clean is also like trying to put it in one bag. So it's all mixed in general, if that makes sense.
No, that actually makes it more challenging now because you have an extra step of sorting. Right. Yeah.
So just to unzip it, I'm just like, nope.
I don't want to do that today. Like, put that away.
Do we need these clothes on the cruise? No, right?
No. Those are hoodies. We don't need those. Like,
the night before, I'm just like, to like dump them out so I can use the bag.
Exactly. It's just going to be a pile of winter clothes in the middle of our bedrooms. Like,
so let us know. Are you a unpacker?
Yeah, especially those of you who are here on the live, drop it in the chat and let us know if you unpack right away or if your suitcase is there to stay. Because, like, I feel like it's divided.
Because ours is here to stay.
Yeah, my suitcase is here to stay. My husband, his is already gone. Like, he already unpacked everything, put it away. Everything's all hung up and folded nicely. What about Alvaro?
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like we all, like me and Alvaro always share a bag.
Oh, okay. So it's the same. Like, you guys are both having to sort out clean and dirty and what you actually need. Okay. So it makes sense. Yep.
Yep. Very logical. His is still in the bag.
Okay. So he's not a psychopath.
If he had his own bag, probably. Isn't it funny though, when you don't want to unpack your bag, but you need the stuff. So you do the unzip and you're like,
That's exactly what I did. We came home and I was like, just need my toiletries. And that is it. Close.
This morning I was like looking. I was like, I need my leggings. Yeah. Where are they? Yeah. I went to like three bags to find them.
I just need one thing. Like, we're on vacation in our own homes. Like, just this one thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and then I literally shoved it back together and zipped it up.
Don't need the rest of this. Yep.
I know. Every time somebody says that, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. Because sometimes you feel like lazy.
No, Tony definitely calls me out. Like, I'm less than for having my suitcase still be out. He calls me out all the time. I don't know. It's a mental disorder, I guess, because I just can't. It's a lot. And I think it's because I've already done like the rest of the household that it's like, that's not my priority right now. No one's going to see this suitcase. I don't need the stuff that's inside of it. So I'm just going to leave
that
it.
And like, we do the packing.
Exactly. So I just did this on the reverse 6 days ago. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to deal
yourself.
With it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm telling you. And then it means laundry. Yes. And it means like, no.
And that means I have to fold stuff and put it away. Nah. I'm just going to let it delay and stay.
Like, exactly. Oh my gosh. This week, I don't have that much laundry actually.
Because it's all just sitting there in a suitcase.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine. That's why we're friends, because we have these things in common and we can both be bums together. Like,
yeah. But I'm excited. I see you in 19
days. I know. It's so crazy. I have a lot of work to do to prepare for this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so excited just because, like, the boys are stoked. Like, it's just going to be so fun because I feel like we had such a blast. And then we got to make, like, some really cute memories together with the kids and stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. So I feel like it'll be, like, more, like, chill and, like, just really good.
No, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Stay tuned, everybody, for all the Heather and Jackie content.
Like, for us in the same room.
Yes, and you don't have to look at two different screens, all of
that.
We got
to figure out the mic issue, though.
I know. I don't know how to master that technology. I don't know if it's like Bluetooth stuff. I don't know. We might have to pick Jason's brain, see if he's got some tips for us.
Mm, that's a good one. Yeah, we can do that.
Because he'll be there too. Like, help us.
We'll do that. What is going on with this?
He's like, wow, what have you guys been doing for the past year?
That's the thing. So when we do podcasting in the same room in the past, it was like we were hearing each other through each other's mic, but delayed.
Yeah.
So like, how do we do that?
Yeah. That question's for you, Jason.
Like, we just, we're not that advanced, okay?
Like, well, we thought, like, you know, we were using headphones. We did all the things that you think would be necessary to avoid the echo or the pickup on each other's mics. But it still was like, we had to figure out a way, you know, like, sit far apart from each other, like, all of the things. So,
is there like a double split USB-C?
Ooh, we'll have to look at that. Like,
or because we have two mics plugged into USB-C, is it just going to blow up? Because like, it doesn't know which one. It's like, which mic?
Yeah, what am I like actually taking? I don't know. We'll have to look into that. So
yeah,
so, great question.
Stay tuned for
that chaos. Like,
as we're going to still be in different rooms, but in the same house.
Yeah,
we should do a whole family podcast.
No, we will. I was actually thinking it'd be fun to invite the hubbies on. Like, we could actually do then a couple.
I feel like, is Tony going to be smirking the whole time?
Yeah, he probably would be. But I feel like if Alvaro's doing it too, it'll seem chill. It won't be just like, why am I here kind of thing. You know, I don't know. Just like where he's judging us. Like,
we could do a few topics that we've talked about before.
Yeah, I think
so. That we have in mind. I won't say it.
Yeah,
because we don't want to spoil it. And I think they'd be good ones for that.
Because hubby perspectives would be pretty fun. And especially because they're both kind of characters, I think they can bring like their personality to those topics. So it'd be fun.
You're going to hear, oh, wow.
The whole time. And just me laughing. And it's going to be like so much of like background noise. And stuff.
That's funny. All right. So what do you, said you have a topic.
Yes. So you might have heard, because this kind of was like, it's international news. But Australia just implemented a law to ban social media for 16 and under. So I wanted to like pick your brain.
I heard it.
Yeah. So basically Parliament passed a law that anyone under the age of 16 cannot use any of the social media platforms. So that includes your Facebook, your Snapchat, your Instagram, TikTok, all of that. And basically it's not going to be implemented for about a year just because it's going to take a while to like sort out all the details and everything like that. But Australia is kind of the first to do it. And there's been a lot of like division on like if it's a good idea or not. So a lot of people are like, yeah, it's great. You know, we need this. Other countries are kind of like staying tuned to kind of see like, do we also want to implement something like this? Our Silicon Valley is up in arms about it. They do not like this ban. They actually think it's a bad idea, but that's obviously because they're looking at it from the money perspective. And then a lot of parents are really in support of it because they want to protect their kids from violence, pornography, and like the social, you know, the influence of, you know, body image and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like there's a lot of perspectives that come into play for something this big. But I was curious what you thought and if you think it would be beneficial.
So I'm for it. Like, as long as my kids are in my home and underage, they're not going to be allowed to have social media. But I just wonder, like, you know how you can say it's banned, but like, can they really prevent it?
Yeah, so they are
like
trying to come up with...
how do they know?
Yeah, so that's what they're going to go over the next year. A lot of the apps, so for instance, like, what is it, Meta? So they're trying to basically come and say, like, now you're impacting privacy, right? Or, like, how are you going to get people's ages to verify then that they are too young to utilize these apps?
Well, so this is what I'm thinking is going to happen, because I know that a while back Australia wanted to implement that if you wanted to use the internet, you had to upload your license.
Yep.
And I think that that's a little excessive.
Yep.
So I'm going to guess that that's what they're going to try to implement.
No, the people like Meta and all of them, they don't want that. So Australia is not going to be able to ask a, you know, 16-year-old to input their driver's license to verify
their age. Right, or 17.
Like, yeah. So then what's going to end up happening is they're going to have to implement stricter profile creation guidelines. So basically they're going to use a verification process that's probably going to like scan your other social media platforms to see if they can find some consistencies in like age, because that's all they can do.
Is this realistic?
It's only as realistic as you can get for today's technology. Plus,
yeah, like I think that, it's like banning drugs.
Yeah. So obviously it's only going to work to a certain extent. But what's going to happen is they already have, I think I saw it was the platforms can be fined up to, it's $50 million Australian, which is $33 million US if they catch people that are slipping through the cracks in like they're not implementing some sort of like verification process. Mm-hmm. So if they refuse to like have something that has like a 16-year-old threshold, then they're going to get fined. So I think they're going to come out with other ways to kind of encourage their users to verify properly, because it's going to be a financial loss for them if they don't. Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting.
I'd be curious how this goes. Yeah. I mean, I agree with it. I definitely don't disagree with it. I just don't, you know how like something like, I wish that there wasn't like child trafficking.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, can we fully stop it?
No.
Exactly. Never.
Yeah.
So like, I just wonder, like, it's in theory, it's a good idea. Is it actually possible?
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not in the sense of like actually keeping underage people, because especially at that 15 like range, you're going to get a lot of people.
Yeah. So Norway is they're actually watching to see how it goes, and they actually plan to ban their social media at 15. And then France is testing banning smartphones under the age of 15. So like that's their way of being like staying ahead of it, because if they don't have a smartphone, how are they getting on TikTok? You know, so like they're that's really hard, trying though. To like stay one step ahead.
See, this is where, okay, this is, you know, hot take.
Yeah.
But this is where things start to, the reason why a lot of people sometimes don't like this is because now it's just control. Yeah. And when you have control, it's always.
Yeah, yeah. It trickles.
So people are like,
where do you
stop? It trickles to where people are like, okay, well, now you're telling me that my kid that's in high school can't have a phone. Yeah. And then now you get people that are like, okay, well, that's not fair allowing, like, you taking that right from me as a parent to, like, tell my kid whether they can have a phone to call me when they're in ninth grade.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that, like, I agree with a lot of stuff, but this is where it gets a little, like, gray, is because it just keeps trickling down of, like, well, what are you going to take more and take away my option to be able to decide what I want for my kid.
Yeah.
Now, am I one of those people that I'm going to give my kid a phone before high school? No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm big on that. Yeah. But so I do agree with that. But at the same time, I still believe that we should have the right to be able to tell, like, whether we can have
it. Yeah. A lot of Americans are saying, like, this is an infringement on freedom of speech. But the thing is, these are children.
I wouldn't say of speech.
Yeah. These are children. So I think that a lot of people are kind of like freaking out about it, like, this affects them as adults. And it's like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, these are children, and they shouldn't be writing stupid stuff on the internet, anyways. Like, think about our brains when we were that age. We didn't even have internet, like, or to like social media to post on and be crazy. So
no,
I feel
we were just
like.
In AIM.
Yeah. But, like, I think it was, I look back at, like, 15 and 16, and I'm like, would this ban have affected me? No, because we already lived a life without that type of stuff. Like, it was just.
I don't know. It would have. We all had.
Well, we had. It started out. But, like, we didn't have the pressure of social media. I didn't have TikTok videos in my face. I didn't have pornography in my face.
No.
I didn't have live videos of people fighting and, like, chopping heads off and stuff. Like, kids have access to a lot of information nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that's very different from, like, that age for us. Like, yeah, we had AIM, but like it was just opening up and starting. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. Like, they can survive without it. Especially think about it too. Like, your kids technically shouldn't have access to these things at such a young age, because a lot of these platforms already have age minimums. So it's like they're sneaking behind your back to get a TikTok. Like, they're already doing these things. So it's like, what's another year? Like, what's another year for a kid to wait till they're 15 or 16 to have access? Like, because at that point, maybe you have a job and you can buy your own cell phone. Like, I just think it's like a whole, I don't think the age is that bad, like, to kind of restrict.
No. The age is not bad. It's just when you start, like I said, I'm not going to let my kids have a social media. So I'm one of those people. But it's just, where do you draw the line? Because if they keep, like you said, if France is like, we're not going to let people under 15 have a cell phone. But you're already in high school at that point. You're going to tell a parent they can't give a phone to their
kid? No, they're allowed to have a phone. They're not allowed to have smartphones. So you can give your kid like a little flip phone. So in case of emergencies where it's like, hey, my kid's diabetic, I want them to be able to call me.
But
if they're having
issues. That's my question.
They have a flip
phone. How do you control
that? Yeah. I don't know. They got to go like, back to what they did for us when we were like in college and high school, where it's like, go put your phone in a pocket by the door. And if you have an emergency, you can certainly answer it. But we're not playing on our phones all day.
If you have a smartphone, what are they going to call the police? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder where these, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Like, where the line is drawn of like, I'm good with social media being banned.
Yeah.
But when you start getting into telling people their kid can't have like a certain phone.
Yeah.
At this age and all that stuff. Because, like, if your band is working on social media, yeah. if it's quote-unquote actually effective,
yeah.
then they won't be able to have it on their phone
anyways. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. So, like, it'll be interesting. I think the rest of the world is, like, really standing by to see how this goes. Because America even has, like, looked into it. The state of Utah has actually implemented their own kind of social media efforts on teenagers. Yeah. So I feel like there's...
I think it's important.
It is. Like, we're having a shift because we're starting to notice a lot of negative effects over the past 10 years with social media usage in our younger teen community. So I feel like we're going to see something. I mean, our people, like the Silicon Valley group, are going to be disappointed because their user usage is going to drop. But I feel like it's for the safety of our kids. So I kind of like, I see it as like a benefit. So we'll see. Like,
it's like their user usage is going to drop a little, but like at the end of the day, no offense, but majority of people are above 16.
Yeah.
And the people that are buying on these are above that age.
Exactly. That's why I think when, like, I see the comments from like the people in the US who are kind of freaking out, where they're like, oh my gosh, like, are we next to do this? And I'm like, what are you worried about? Like, are we really concerned for 14 and 15 year olds like being on social media? Like, what are they doing anyways? Like, they're not our major consumers. They're not our major browsers. If anything, they are looking at naughty stuff. And it's like, all you're doing is just reducing the kind of crap that they could potentially be exposing themselves to. So I don't see it as like a, we're not losing anything as far as like revenue on the internet because of the 14-year-old community. Like,
No, I think it's definitely good. I think, like I said, I think what people get worried about is what comes next.
Yeah.
Because there's always an inch and then an inch and then it's always like that. So I think people get worried about that when you open that door. Not so much the first initial
door. Oh, for sure.
Opening.
Yeah, I could see that perspective as well. I like it for the fact that then this is less pressure on me as a parent for my own kids. Because now it's like...
illegal.
Yeah, when the boys come up and they're all like, oh, okay, well, I'm a preteen now. Can I have an iPhone and download all these cool apps? Then it's like, no, sorry. Like, there's less pressure because there's going to be less kids using the device at such a young age
I have no problem. I'd be like, nope.
And then I thought
my kids already know.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too because YouTube is not going to be banned though. So YouTube has a lot of educational stuff on it. So YouTube, like, they've basically like allowed YouTube to.
And that's like a dangerous one too.
Yeah, exactly. With the shorts, because everything from Instagram and TikTok can be uploaded as a short. So I think,
what you're
like,
saying is our YouTube's going to spike.
Yes.
If this happens.
Yes.
Because kids are
all
like,
the teens,
but I can have YouTube.
Yeah, I can have YouTube. Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, sometimes they like, it's going to get excessive with some things, but then you're just like, but now they'll just, now they're just going to make something else that will pass.
Yeah.
That's like a YouTube or now YouTube's going to blow up or now they're going to make like an educational social media or it, like, there's always going to be the people that don't listen, the people that make an app that gets approved. Like, it's always going to be something.
Yeah.
So like, at the end of the day, as a parent, you have to take control of your household and not worry about what laws are and what people are allowed. Like, I don't care that TikTok, I don't know the age, but I don't care if it lets you at 13.
Yeah.
You're not having one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't care what your friend is
doing. It's that simple.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, all your friends have a phone? Cool. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I don't care what laws in effect, what anything. Like, I'm going to do what, like, I want in my home.
Yeah.
So that I don't personally care about. Yeah. Like, I won't use it as like a, oh, it's illegal. I'll just be like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
no, for sure.
But
I think it probably just makes it easier for teachers. So think about a teacher too, like how many times they probably have to tell a kid to put their phone away. So I think like something like a rule like this being a standard.
But what do you do now?
I don't know. They're probably going to have something where it's like phones must be off.
You call the police?
No, they're just going to tell the kids to, you know, it's going to go in a cubby or it's going to be turned off. Like, they know the rules. Like, that's how it was when I was in college. Like, everyone kind of knew.
Yeah,
like,
but have
shut
you seen the kids
off.
Nowadays?
Yeah, they're brats nowadays.
They'd
so,
be like, no, ma'am. Yeah. It's mine. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like, I'm curious to see the either the good things or the bad things that come from it.
But that's like also excessive. Evidence like, so like this excessive behavior and the negative behavior is stemming from something that these kids are clearly an too obsession. Young. Yeah. It's obviously not a good thing. If the kids are going to freak out about this, then clearly you're too young and immature to have this. Like, you're not going to be, your brain cannot handle what you can uncover on the internet. Like, it's just, until you're financially responsible to buy your own phone and therefore download your own apps, then sorry. Like, I don't think you
should.
That's
why I said 18 for me.
Go get a job. Because then I can't control what you're buying and spending your money on. Whatever.
Like, once you're 18, you have enough developed brain, especially if you haven't been on social media, to be able to, like, decipher and determine. Yeah. And, like, you're 18. Like, really, at the end of the day, you could technically go buy cigarettes. Like, what am I? Or did they move it to 21 now? I'm always confused by that.
I don't know,
I think they move cigarettes to 21 now. But you know, like, at that age, you can't stop. Yes. Like, you know, you're driving around, you're in college. Like, I can't tell you you can't have a Facebook. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but until then, yes, I can.
Yeah, yeah. Under my roof? Yeah.
Under my roof. I just don't see the need for it. Like, I don't see it. And especially now, if I stay where I'm at now, where I don't have social media and Albert doesn't have social media, it's even more of a way to be like, we don't have it.
Like, what do you need it for?
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. And then also, I think, too, like, I like what Facebook did originally, where you had to have a college email to create an account on there. Because I think that helped weed out the potential for youngins to be able to create fake accounts and hop on there. So I feel like there's got to be a way that we can get back to, like, just keeping our kids safer when it comes to, like, social media and internet usage. So I feel like it'll be interesting to see.
What did people do for, like, if you didn't attend a college?
You didn't have a Facebook.
Like, it was like, too bad.
Yeah, so literally it was, because I didn't have a lot of friends, it really was just your community of, like, classmates and people that you graduated from high school with, where we all went off to our prospective schools, and then that's it. Like, you really only linked up with those people, and then if you wanted to have access to other friends who didn't go to college, you talked to them on MySpace. So what a time to be alive.
MySpace is so good. It was so simple.
It was, you know, and, like, we could code. We were so tech savvy.
But how often did you change your music?
I try to do it. I was, like, really good about mine. I try to keep it really, like, aesthetic. So I would change my music probably, like, every day. Like,
wow. I think I did, like, once a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I should have done more often, because realistically, like, we went to each other's pages a lot.
Yes. So, like, I wanted my people to be entertained when, like, it came to my Like, here's the new trending song. I got it for you. Like,
that's funny. Yeah. I don't even know, honestly, how she found it, but Ashley, I don't know if he was in, like, data management on his Nintendo Switch, but did you know you can see how many hours your kid has played Minecraft?
Oh, no, I did not know that. I don't know if I want to know that, especially after this past week, because I, like, we let them sit on technology, like, especially with the car ride and stuff, so I don't even want to know, like, how many hours show up on that thing.
So, it's... I'm gonna put myself out there. Mine's bad, but, like, not too bad.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, it's like, so his hours were, like, 680, but since he's had the whole game.
Oh, like, that's for not years. Bad. But also, like, you have to think.
Ashley was like, what?
No, but you have to think what Minecraft is doing, though. So, especially our kids, because they're young, like, they're building stuff. So they sit on there for an hour.
And they chat with each other.
Yeah, and they literally, like, and at least Dylan, too. Like, for instance, yesterday when Callie and Dylan were playing, he put his Switch down. So he didn't, like, leave the world. So that counts as playtime, even though he put it down so he wouldn't lose being online with his buddies. So it's, like, I feel like a lot of that is probably just, like, stagnant, like, nothing time. Yeah, I'll have to go look. But I feel like they
you're build, gonna like, oh my god. Yeah.
But they build so much stuff, so I know that takes time. Like, they literally sit in, like, they don't even talk. Like, they're literally like, oh, click, 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 click. And I'm just like, what did you just make? And they're like, there's a whole amusement park. And I'm just like, that took you guys hours with no talking, like, just sitting there.
Like, I'm always impressed. Like, when we look at like our kids' worlds, like, I think Liam and Jax have, like, a Coco cake, and it's, like, so impressive. Yeah. Like, it literally looks like Coco cake, and you're like, what? Like, how did you even build?
Yeah.
Like, because you have to, like, what people don't understand, like, I mean, a lot of people understand Minecraft, but, like, you, it's not like you just, like, you click, yes, I want a cruise ship there. Yeah. You have to build each block.
And they do it. And they know what it looks like. Like, they build it so nice. Yeah, they build decks, too. Did you notice they build decks?
Yes. And the other day, Jax built a huge Mickey.
Yeah.
And it looks like literally like a game, like perfection. Yeah. And I'm like, How did you do that?
Because they're not looking at anything. Because I always think, like, where are you referencing to know what to make it look like? And they come up with this out of their brains. Like, they just chat about it, and then all of a sudden they're like, I'm working on this, and then it's done. Like, an hour later we come in, and they're, like, showing us some masterpiece. It's very impressive.
And I can't even draw, like, a stick figure. Like, it's like, how? It's very impressive.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it reminds me of the, like, for the adult version, you can, I wonder, how many hours do you think you'd be at if it was the lifetime of your Instagram?
Oh, Instagram. I don't know. I do love me some reels. I don't know if it would be like 600. I don't think. Because I usually can just doom scroll.
In the lifetime of Instagram, it'd be way more than 600, girl. It'd be thousands.
But Instagram's like pretty fast, though. I find that like when I'm scrolling, I see my friends, the influencers that I follow, and then I scroll through some reels. And then once I've like dove pretty deep and I'm like, wow, like I got to get out of here.
Yeah, but how long have you had it? 10 years?
Maybe. No, actually it wasn't for a while until after Tony and I got married that I got an Instagram. So probably
10 years.
Probably close to 10 years now. Like,
yeah, 10 years, you're at thousands of hours probably.
Yeah, that's crazy. But in the beginning though, Instagram was kind of boring. I don't think I sat on there.
Yeah, it was like barely scrolling.
Yeah, like you could just see your two friends' posts from their salsa that they made and then that would be it. Like, okay, all right. I love your Starbucks coffee that you got. Boom. And then you exit out. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see. It's like the adult version of Amazon where you can look at the lifetime that you've spent on Amazon.
Oh, gosh.
Lord. Yeah. You can export like an Excel sheet. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
No. Or the screen time notification that pops up on our iPhones. I hate that because I use my phone for a lot of things, like the GPS. I use it for my yoga classes. So I just, all of that adds up and it makes me look awful. Like, I am just sitting on my phone all day long, and I'm like, no, that's not accurate. That's not really what I'm doing. I have to, like, tell myself that it's like, no. It's, you're using it for productive stuff.
Jackie,
so.
That sounds like an addiction that you're just like, no.
Sitting on
that's wrong.
Yeah. Inaccurate information. Yeah.
I don't think it counts when you're like, for things like GPS.
You
I could be wrong,
so?
But okay. I don't think it is.
Because I feel
you can,
like sometimes
you can look at your time.
High. Yeah.
You can look at your time in, like, a breakdown.
Maybe I should do that to make myself feel better because I'm like,
ugh. And then you're like, it didn't make me feel better.
I'm listening to podcasts and Spotify and everything while we're driving. So
does it
like,
include that though?
I don't know.
Because
I want to
like,
go look at the
when
breakdown
I'm listening
now.
To my podcasts, it's not an active screen. I don't know if that makes any sense.
When I listen to De-Influenced, that one is.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, because I like to see Dan
I watch
and
it sometimes
yeah.
too.
So I wonder, I'll have to look actually. That's a good question. I'm curious if
you can see
one
the
of
breakdown.
The, yeah, if that's going to count as like part of my screen time. So.
Yeah, I think you can click into like social media, different things and then you can click into that and it'll tell you the hours based on each app.
Okay.
Too.
Oh, that's even better then because then that would be accurate. Yeah. That's not going to include all my productive
stuff.
Maybe
you don't want to look. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You come back to me, Heather, it's probably thousands of hours now. I don't know. Yeah, I got rid of mine, so I guess I can't look at mine. But
yeah, I mean, we've been so busy lately. I haven't really doom scrolled in a long time, so I don't think it would be that bad.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't either.
Yeah. It's okay. That's just the busyness of the holiday season, right? So.
I know. I feel like I can't. It's until Christmas, I'm not going to be able to get a grip. But you need to tell me what your kids want for Christmas.
So. I know. Same for you.
I heard Dylan asking Callie last night, what do you want for your birthday?
Because I need to do all this stuff like in advance. And I'm just like, my time is like chopped off because of the cruise.
Yes. Last year, we had it like together.
Yes, we did.
Already.
Yes. Like everything was wrapped. Like we were like, here's my pile packed for Miami. Like.
And now we're like, what present?
Yeah, we're down to the wire. I have one gift for Rylan. That's how far we've made it. We've got their jammies sorted for the Christmas tree picture, and that's the extent of our productivity.
Yeah. Have you done anything for your kids?
We've started shopping for the boys, yeah. And I need to figure out because I don't know if we're going to do a little bit before or if we're going to just bring it all down like we did last year. So we'll have to figure that out. Like logistics of a multi-station Christmas. Like,
I mean, it's going to be Christmas real early if you do.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, it's just logistics.
I mean, you're not bringing as much this time.
That's true. We aren't.
Like 5 pounds of cupcakes.
Yeah, Tony even asked that too. He's like, so are you going to go get cupcakes? Like, I don't think there's
you're like,
time.
I should.
I mean, they're expecting me to. Like, if I don't roll up with 13 no. dozen cupcakes, then I'm letting everybody down.
So now you're just going to have to make them by hand. I know.
13 dozen cupcakes. Like, no, we'll have to chat to see what the menu is so I can pick something out.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't even
know. I don't even know.
Well, it is a little bit far out, I guess.
My cousin's hosting it. So usually we figure out what we're doing at Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but like some people got together on Thanksgiving, a lot of people didn't. So we usually or whatever we brought to Thanksgiving, we also bring to Christmas.
Oh, to keep it easy.
So we kind of do it like that. But a lot of people didn't attend. So I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Oh, so and then Thanksgiving attendance was a little bit lower this year.
Yes.
Without you guys even going on your vacation. Like,
yeah, it was lower. So then then some people that were at Thanksgiving are not going to be for Christmas.
Oh,
so
yeah,
then
yeah.
it gets like a little, you know,
yeah.
confusing. Whereas other years was like pretty standard.
Yeah.
Like whoever's at Thanksgiving kind of came to Christmas. So anyways, my cousin's going to host it. And yeah,
that's going to be good.
I don't know what I'm bringing.
Yeah, well, keep me posted because then I can figure out. I can probably just do like a grocery delivery and then I'll whip up something because there will be time to actually like cook a dish. Yeah. So. Not 13 dozen cupcakes. Can't do that.
Yeah, no. We're good. We always have too much dessert anyways. But your cupcakes flew.
They did.
Everyone tore them up. But hopefully in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then we will be together on a podcast.
Yes.
So I'm excited for that.
No, it's going to be really good.
And I'm trying to get my sister-in-law on here. Maybe we can do that when they're there.
Yeah.
Or maybe we can have her Zoom in.
That'll be an easy one for sure. If we can get Ashley in here for some fun millennial chat. So that'll be good.
Yeah. But I'm going to go do a Pilates class and I'm very nervous.
I'm excited for you. Pilates is so fun. It's such a good workout.
I don't know. Carolina told me it's a Cadillac one, which it like looks real sketchy. Like it's one of those ones that have all the things on top and you like hold your body. Yep. And I'm like, I've never even done Pilates before.
It's a good workout.
Yes, but I looked up reviews and it says they don't like beginner people and they're rude.
Where are you guys doing this? Lifetime Fitness?
Wynwood.
Where is that Pilates studio?
Yes. Okay. And I'm nervous because I looked that up and they're like, they do not like, they basically tell you you should not do it if you're a beginner. You need a private lesson to learn so you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only because they don't want to like take the extra time to instruct you through if you're not familiar with something.
No, I don't care.
Like,
I'll just follow along.
Yeah, that's what
along.
I was going to say. You
but
don't
like,
have the
don't be rude to me.
Yeah, you don't have the personality.
I already feel
like,
fat.
What?
Okay.
Like, help me. Like, I feel like you have like a chill, go with a flow type of personality, so you'll be fine. You'll literally look over and be like, what's Carolina doing? Okay, I'm going to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like, but I'm just like, I'm not nervous, but in my mind, I'm just like, I already don't feel great about myself. And so like, don't come at me like being rude.
No, you for know? Sure. Absolutely. I
like,
get it.
Like people are just trying to do a workout and get in shape. Like nobody needs your extra commentary.
No, absolutely not. I agree.
Now this is when we need the woman's gym.
Yes. Where we all lift each other up. Go girl. The hardest step is walking into the gym. You've got this. Like,
so pray for me today.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a little nervous. No, not actually nervous, but you know what I mean? More like, they better not say anything.
I don't think they're going to say anything, and you're just going to go with the flow.
Based on the reviews, they do.
Well, that's awful.
Like, literally, and like, there's tons of reviews that they all have the same story, and I'm just like...
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you're able to, like, not have that type of experience because that sounds awful. Like that,
I'll just blame Carolina.
That sounds like a terrible
be like,
studio.
You're not supposed to be new here. I'm like, this girl told me to come to Pilates and I came. Like
she took me here.
She literally bought the thing, scheduled it. Like I just showed up.
Yeah,
she
don't
told
come
me
at
to.
Me. Come at her.
Like, yeah, like I just did what she told me. Like, so just pray for me. I'll let you know if I survive.
Oh, you got to bring your watch. And turn on Pilates.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. I'm a little like, I told Alvaro, it could be dangerous because I've always wanted to do Pilates, but I never got into it or tried it because it's so expensive.
Yes, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to love it and then just can't do it because it's
$250 a month. Yeah, you have to find a gym that has it. So I wonder if Lifetime has like Pilates classes incorporated into
that room. Lifetime is $250
a month. Oh, is it? Okay, never mind. Boop.
And it's also
like,
far.
Put that back in.
There's actually one. There's a, I think it's called Club Pilates.
Okay.
That is.
Oh, that's the franchise. Like, they have that.
It's like 2 miles from the school.
Yeah, that's a good one because they have that.
But
that's going to be like a set schedule so you could literally pop in every Wednesday for your favorite Pilates class. That's a good
one. Yes, but it's expensive. So I told Alvaro, I said, this could be dangerous because if I really like it, Then I'm going to have to get
it. But you can always do the, if you hop online too, you can find their free like week trial and see if you like it, if it's worth signing up for the membership, like the monthly membership for it.
Yeah, but I've already read all the views and people are like, you can't cancel. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Or you could just be like my friend where she loved Pilates so much, she just bought a reformer machine. So now she has a reformer machine in her house and she just does Pilates whenever
like
she.
$2,000.
They are. Yeah. But think of the cost. So now she's not paying $200.
Where the hell am I going to put that? I'm going to put it on the other side of the garage.
Just doing your Pilates like on the reformer.
I was like, what crap is this?
I mean, it looks bizarre, but it's a great workout. So I hope you love it. And I think you're going to like it. So just. Don't listen to these, whoever these terrible ladies are who wrote these reviews or whoever talked like that in the studio, because that's horrendous.
I might be a little spicy today if they say something. I might be like, I feel fat and not good about myself. And you coming over here and telling me that like I can't be in this class or like making me feel less than is not making me feel good.
Your nasty personality makes you really ugly. Just call them out on it. Like,
yeah, I think I typically sometimes I say things, sometimes I don't. Yeah. A lot of times I don't because it's not worth it. But like, I feel like this is a space that like you cannot create a space for people like that. Like, especially in a space that somebody's like just trying to get in shape. Like, I know I'm not fat. Right. Like, but if somebody was like for you to do that is like
not in a gym environment, not at all. That's not the space to ever talk like that. So if you should be supporting people. Yeah, so you definitely have the authorization to talk like that because that's not the time.
Stay tuned next week. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Pilates studio like, follow up. Like,
I'll be like, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't be talking to me like that.
No, for sure. And I think because I have a yoga class tonight that I'm teaching and I just feel like you have to create that space that feels very like warm and inviting because it takes a lot for some people to like step out of their comfort zone and walk into these places. So it's like that's not fair to
everyone. And it's important for them to walk in these
places. Yeah, because they're never going to come back. If they feel that energy that it's like they're not invited or welcome, then
no, and it's important like, for them to like when somebody does that and it takes a lot for them to do it, yeah. Usually means that they really need it.
Yeah. Yes.
Wink, wink. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and so like for you to be like putting them down when it's something they really need is like, no,
mm-mm. For sure.
Yeah. Like if I see somebody that's like huge at the gym and they're even doing the littlest thing, I'm like, good for them.
Get it. Exactly.
They're out here. Yeah. They're not caring what people think. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they can right now. Like, get it.
Everyone
like,
has to start pump them somewhere. Up. So I think a lot of people fail to remember that. So it's just really toxic gym energy is like.
So I'll let you know. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to have either a good story where I'm like, I loved it. I'm going to sign up for Pilates. Yeah. Or it's going to be like, do you want to hear what this girl said to me?
The do audacity. Do you want to hear the tea? Yeah. I just, there's no way. Like,
I mean, there's like 30 reviews from people that are like,
these people terrible. Are rude. That is wild. So I'm curious. Yeah.
Now, it has good reviews, but it could always be, like, the girls that are, like, I do Pilates all the time, and they look aesthetic, and they, like,
and they pay the $200.
You get what I'm saying? You have the right people. Yes, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Definitely. Stay tuned. Yeah. Definitely sending you positive gym vibes today, because that is awful. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well.
It's always so fun chatting.
It's always so fun chatting. We really haven't chatted in a week, so it's always nice.
So you guys are like literally hearing some like real-time convo because we haven't chatted in so long. So
like 30 seconds, not even. So there's a new update on the iPhone, you can record your conversations and they turn to voice memos.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's so neat. AKA how our podcast started. So podcasting just got easier.
Yeah. Now we're just gonna literally record from the phone.
We're gonna be like,
be prepared, guys. Everyone who subscribed to our channel is in for a treat. Like,
yes. So just know that if you ever need proof, this is where it gets a little... Because, okay, so what it actually does is it does, like, Descript. Oh. So what it does is it captions everything.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, if you need a breakdown of a conversation...
Yeah.
So you'll click it and then it goes in and it gives a whole script.
Oh, that's kind of neat. I feel like teachers, like professors could really love something like that where they like record their lectures or something. I think that's fantastic.
People better watch out. Yeah. Receipts.
Oh, yeah. Like normal people. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because now you needed like a So like, say I'm in a conversation, I'm like, wow, I really needed to record this for proof.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's too late now. Yeah. Like I need to go download an app that records a phone call, or I don't know, whatever. It gets complicated, right? Now you just go.
That's wild. I mean, I get it. Like, that's for sure something crazy. Like, all of the things.
Will friends use it to out the other friend?
Oof. Ooh, the drama. The drama
I'm here for, like, get our popcorn. Yes. For, like, once people start figuring this out, get the popcorn for the drama. Because I'm here for
especially, like, boyfriends and girlfriends and, like, exes and cheating and all that. Because this is, like, we're, like, locked in now. Like, there is no more, like, he said, she said. Like, it's like, no, we got no proof. Like,
we got to start recording our husband's conversations. So when they're like, you didn't tell me. And we're like,
actually
I have proof right here because I recorded a conversation. No, I'm joking, I wouldn't do that, but it would be nice, not gonna lie.
It's useful.
But anyways, that was what I wanted to share. No, so because cool. That's kind of how we started
tech update
of like of just chatting while doing things.
So all the things.
Anyways, as always, like, subscribe, rate, comment, do all the things for us. Yes. It helps us out tremendously. And we will chat next week.
Bye.